Is it afternoon yet?
Yes, it is. Afternoon, everybody. Hope we're doing well. Obviously, an exciting time for our franchise. You know, first playoff game in our beautiful new stadium. And we're in front of our great fans. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere, great experience, and we're getting ready to roll.
Pressure for, you know, a kicker in the playoffs. Is there something pretty tangible there?
I think it depends on the kicker. You know, talking with Kai, you know, Tim Him, it's going to be business as usual. He's got to go out there. Once he walks out on the field and he gives the head nod to the kicker, or excuse me, the holder, to him it's business as usual. I just got to go do my job and make my kick. So that's, I think, pressure, it's probably beforehand, but once he gets out there, it should be like he's been practicing forever.
The narrative of, like, playoff experience, and he obviously had that in Washington. How much does that play into effect for kickers? Is that an important thing that they need, that you feel more comfortable than that?
I think the more pressure kicks that they kick during the year or in their career, and Kai's not a young guy. He's been, I think he's 30 years old, and he's been in some pressure situations even this year. And he's come through for us in the press situations at Washington, made that big kick, that 50-some yarder, made the game winner at Chicago, made a big kick at Green Bay just to open up the game in those difficult conditions. So, you know, he's been there before in terms of the pressure situations, so hopefully that'll carry over into the playoffs.
What do you see in the Saints returners as far that, I guess, provide threats for you guys that you need to be aware of?
Alvin Kamara is outstanding, and we knew studying him as a returner, he didn't have a ton of experience at Tennessee, but enough to say this guy's going to be really good someday. And I think the more he does it, the more confident he gets, and that's what makes him very dangerous. And then Tommy Lee Lewis, I thought he was a great punt returner last year, and then this year he's gotten his opportunities, and he's done a good job at kickoff returns as well. He just doesn't have the score like Kamara, but they're both very, very they're big threats for us, and obviously something that we've focused on all week. And, you know, we got to go out and do our job. We got to punt the ball well. We got to kick the ball well, and then we got to cover.
Mike, how much time did you guys spend with Kamara before the draft?
You know, I think he was here on the top 30 visit, so just a little bit. You know, we interviewed him and got to know him a little bit, and like we typically do on those top 30 deals. And he seems like a good kid. I know he had a great career. He's hardworking, and I think the more he was involved with their offense, he just becomes a better and better football player, and that's what makes him such a big threat.
I know this is important, obviously, all season long, but can you just talk about the impact of punting and field position and how big of a difference that can make for the defense starting out?
Yeah, I think for the most part, we've done a really nice job this year with the punts, you know, downing people inside the 20 and not getting a touchback and kickoffs. Again, for the most part, we've had our glitches like most teams, but we've covered pretty well. And you know, but playoffs, you know, could be a different thing. I think the whole speed of the game increases, you know, because everybody knows there's no tomorrow unless you win, whereas during the regular season sometimes, I don't think guys take plays off, but I don't think the intensity is always there like it should be, but it will be on Sunday, and that's what's going to be the challenge for both teams, you know, getting ready for each other.
Kai being so mild-mannered when he talks to us, I mean, how do you describe his composure? Like, when things do not go right, like, I mean, how does he, you know, pick back up from that and, you know, learn from stuff like that? I mean, is he a guy who gets down on himself, or how does he go, I guess, kind of like throw it away?
Yeah, he does actually a pretty good job. He does a better job than I do. I'm a little bit more emotional than Kai. And so typically if he does miss a kick or doesn't hit a kickoff how we want it, I'd kind of give him a two or three play. I do that for myself. Two or three plays, I got to get my composure back. And then I'll go talk to him, and typically it's, you know, went off my toe, or I didn't follow through right, or whatever the case may be. And we just got to get him refocused, you know, he'll go out and do his job. But he does a really good job of forgetting about the last one and go on to the next one. We good? All right, guys, thanks a lot. Let's hope we do this again next week.